Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. We'll be right back.
WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Shout out to my fabulous producer, Reverend B, all the way in Florida, who I'm eventually going to come and see. I have that in my list of goals to do because she has supported me for 5 years in running my radio show. And I had to play I'm Alive because, you know, this show is what kept me alive and what kept me going. You know, when times got down, what balanced me, which Reverend B found out, was actually doing this show. So I'm just so excited to have her with us today. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And you can find Reverend B's book on crystal healing on her website at www.ggmradio.com. And Crystal Healing and Beyond is a fabulous book. It's amazing. Anyway, with all of that being said, with all that Reverend B does, I'm going to bring her live to the show, and we're going to talk. Welcome to the show, Reverend B. How are you?
Hey, Amanda. Thank you so much. I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And, you know, I just realized that I have been doing this show 5 years with you. It's just so amazing because it just keeps me balanced and keeps me going, and I'm absolutely happy to do it every Monday. I just love it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that because there were times when I could not even get on the radio with so much going on. In my private life, it was a whole nother story, and you kept all the action going, Amanda, and I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Well, you know, I will never forget time I called you about your, well, actually you called me. It was really funny because I had this cool woman on the other end of the phone asking me about her cat. And, you know, for the life of me, I didn't know what was coming out and why I would tell you that, you know, Simon would come back because I went, whoa, where did that come from? And, you know, they say that anything can happen. You know, seen, unseen forces, you know, right. There are things that, you know, we don't even understand. And when I hung up with that call, when I realized, you know, he really wanted to be here, but he couldn't operate his body and an animal had gotten a hold of him, that was just mind-blowing that came out of my mouth. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you called me back, like a few weeks later, oh, yeah, I found him. I was kind of like, oh, my. That's just really cool. And, you know, I was just thanking everything up and down and sideways and all of that going, I am so glad you have your cat back. And then, you know, like ever since this show has just been, you know, a big part of my life. And I was tickled to keep the station going after what a miraculous thing we had happen, you know, with that. So it's really amazing. What's been going on in your life since that? Or what have you been up to lately?
A lot of things have been going on, actually, since that. I mean, we've had a lot of new shows come on board, and that's really good here on GGM Radio. And I'm glad to see that. Lydia Aswolf, who I love dearly, she's been on radio for years, and she's back on with the show. I think she does it every other Saturday on Lydia's Literary Lowdown. I can't say that tongue twister.
Yeah, you know what? I remember her from a little while ago. It's good that she's on here.
Yeah. She's a doll. She's been around a long time. She's a highly gifted psychic, but also a human being. And she loves to read. And she's really into the how to break into authorship. So really, her programs are really interesting if you're a budding author or someone who's already been published. She offers a lot of insight through her guests on the next, you know, new wave with writing, the creative writing. So it's pretty cool.
Very nice.
Lydia's
very cool.
Yeah, Lydia's a pretty cool chick. And who knows, maybe we'll get magical, mystical Raina to come back online with another program one of these days down the road.
I'm sure.
So we'll, Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get Audrey to come back on with another program. She's always done a lovely program, too. But we've got great folks. Brenda on Fridays. And Brenda's every Friday at noon Central.
Yeah.
And she's Alive to Thrive. And that's a great song that you just played, by the way.
Well,
oh,
we are alive. And, you know, I think that really says a lot that we're grateful for what we have. And, you know, I've always seen Brenda carry herself like that. You know, she's just very grateful. So when she was looking for a radio station, you know, me and networking and finding things, I said, well, I've got the perfect place for you to be, which is, you know, GGM Radio, because, you know, it's ministry, it's, you know, abundance, it's everything she's about. So putting that together, and then the shows you do and all of these other great people that are here are amazing. I mean, and, you know, the services that you have here, dream interpretation and Reiki and, you know, healing and shaman work. And, you know, you and I do the pet thing really well, too. And then crystals and chakras and grounding and, you know, tarot and light healing. You know, it's all really good.
Right. And that's true. You know, it is life healing. And, you know, it's not anything that... it's not anything unusual, or there's no, you know, woo-woo about it. It's just being more, getting more to know yourself more, your inner workings, your spiritual side, and letting your spiritual side flow. And, you know, Amanda, all the guests that you have on your program every week, and they're all lovely, talented gals, people that you have on your program. And all of these people that come on, all come on for one reason. They come on to share their knowledge because they're in service. And when you're in, you know, that's what happens. You work in service for the good of the whole. So, and you have all these lovely folks that are doing that. I mean, who do you have scheduled?
Well, you know, you also do that as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do my show on Thursday. I missed it this past Thursday. Oops. But I had a house full of company, so I forgot all about it. Isn't that awful, Amanda?
You know what? Sometimes we honestly do forget things. I mean, things have just kind of fallen out of the woodwork for me. You know, people always wonder what happens with spiritual people and what it's like to be around them. And you hit it on the head right away what happens to us. You know, they think that we're really cool people and that we're mystical and magical. And in a way, we are. You know, we're very mystical and magical. We have things drop in our lap, you know, inconveniences happen, you know, things come up, and then, you know, things drop like there's nobody's business.
Yeah.
When you said, well, I've forgotten I had company, you know, things happen.
Amanda, yeah. I didn't even realize it was Thursday. That's what kind of a crazy week I had. I had no idea. I'm saying, what is today? What is today? At 2 o'clock
today?
In the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what spiritual people do. We forget what day it is because a lot of things drop in our lap. And, you know, I could feel that you had a lot going on.
Yeah.
But what I mean is we're so mysterious. We have things that happen that we can't explain. You know, I mean, how was I to know that I was going to connect with someone who was a radio producer who would give me a show and I was going to connect to their cat? You know, that doesn't happen every day. Just like, you know, you forget. But, you know, all these things just kind of happen in synchronicity when you're open to, you know, not being so in control of time or life, you know. And I think that's how you live your life as a minister. You know, you're very open to God. You're very open to, you know,
the
letting things
God
happen.
The
right. Like the,
you know,
the visual I get is, the visual I get is like people who hold on really tightly and they won't let the sand run through their hands. They just grip so tightly nothing happens. That's so hard when you let go. And it's very similar to like your tight muscles in yoga, which, you know, I've begun to see that the more yoga I do, the more blessings come my way.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, Amanda. That's nice.
I have a very fabulous yoga teacher, and she is amazing. And she told me that the more yoga you do, the more blessed you get, because you open up a window and a world of things that, you know, you never knew were there. And so I already know that I don't see things, but, you know, every time I go to class, I'm seeing and energy and angels, and there's all kinds of stuff behind her, you know, guiding her
yeah.
during the whole class. So it's a phenomenal thing. And so I'm bragging on her class and what I see every time I go.
Oh, I think that's awesome. That's cool. That's really awesome. I mean, I think we used to have that when we did Tai Chi for a while. And Tai Chi was a beautiful art. It's I never could quite get the hang of it. I'm not very coordinated, but it's a beautiful, relaxing thing to do if you can keep up with it.
Absolutely. Well, the key is just keeping up with it. I mean, you know, years ago, if you told me I was going to do yoga, I probably would have looked at you and said, there is no way I can do yoga. And, you know, this beautiful lady has pushed me like you believed in me with my show. She has really pushed me to the, you know, elements of not only can you work with your spiritual gift, which you know, Reverend B, but you can work with your body and be open to, you know, both segments of that. And it's really an amazing thing. I know you do a lot of that in your own work.
Yes. Yes. One of the things I've been noticing a lot lately, over the past several maybe months, more than, you know, years, more months, but a lot more of visualizations. It seems like you go through the contact with light, the contact with sound, and then somewhere down the road during your ascension, you put two and two together and you get, like, visualizations, like visions.
You do.
Yeah, so I think that's really one of the most awesome things about stepping on the path of enlightenment, giving yourself over to spirit and just letting it flow. You know what we're doing right now? We're opening up crystals while we're talking to you. We're opening up crystals that have been wrapped for a year, and we're opening them up, giving them air and some light.
Mm-hmm.
Before we rewrap them, getting ready to leave on Friday. I'm heading out to Nevada.
Very nice.
Taking all my with me, yeah. So I've got all these lovely rocks, crystal rocks. This one in particular I'm looking at is really pretty. It looks like a piece of white marble. It looks like marbleized. It's quartz, though, but it has that
right.
sheen. That marble sheen to it, and it's white. It's just a
marble
hunk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably weighs about maybe 12, 13 ounces. It's not quite a pound, but it's pretty good size, hefty crystal. Many of the clear quartz in the clusters, you can see the clear points sticking out from the different clusters, and these were all wrapped up. They're coming with me to the show, and they're going to be looking their best, seeing if anybody wants to take them home. They're looking for new
That's
homes.
Very
Isn't
nice.
That cool?
That's very
yeah.
nice, because I really enjoy doing a lot of that at the festivals, you know, with crystals and wrapping them and working with them and, you know, using them, because, you know, it brings such light energy. You know, oftentimes I'll work with one and they'll go, yeah, I want to go here, or I'm supposed
right.
to be at this house, or I'm supposed to go this way, or, you know, and I'm like, okay, I can do that. No problem. And they talk to me. They, you know, it's something
huh.
I love to be around, crystals and gems and, you know, working with them to, you know, help people. I lay them oftentimes under a massage table, you know, and let them, you know, just radiate energy. I have something called generators. I don't know if you've seen the crystal generators that they have the points on the sides, and then they have like a pyramid in the center. I've been working a lot with those in healing, and they generate this amazing healing, very similar to like what you're doing with your stones too.
That's really good that you're doing that. Are you a righty or a lefty when it comes to generating? Have you noticed which hand you're more attracted to use? Oh, because mine is backwards. I'm righty, but I manifest and generate with my left hand. It's really,
that's funny.
You know,
I do the same thing. I manifest with my left hand, and then the hand is doing something else.
Yeah,
but yet I'm right-handed. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty odd. But you're the third person I know that does that. I guess I don't really mention it to too many people. I mean, you know, that's kind of a private thing to talk about.
When I go into a gym show, I mean, yeah, people are probably going to listen to this and go, wow, I had no idea. I go into a gym shop, my left hand will pick up what it wants, or I don't even have to use my hand. What ends up happening, and it happened with my crystal wand that I have for abundant purposes. Okay, it was an abundant wand. This has been a few years ago. I walked into this little store out in St. Charles, which is where I'm at now.
Yes.
And the wand would not shut up. I mean, here I am. It's near my birthday, and I'm like, there is no way I can afford that wand. Well, it wouldn't leave me alone, and I'm talking like I didn't even have my hand up to the, you know, it was in a case. It was just jumping up and down to go home, and I'm going, I don't know how I can do that. And then the manifestation just happened right there. I had enough to get it. The lady was okay with it. I got it. It was mine, and I've used it on, you know, healing treatments ever since. So, I mean, sometimes what happens is it can just jump out at me, and I'm like, whoa. Food does that, too. Food will jump out at me like, you should eat this and you should not eat that.
Yeah, yeah. That's scary.
That's kind of funny, you know, because our yoga teachers talked about not eating bread. So, you know, I'll go, okay, well, let's see what happens. And I'll be ready to, like, have something that might have bread, and all of a sudden it'll jump out and go, nope, you can have this. And I'm going, oh, okay, that's interesting. Somebody will be looking for eggs, and it's like, these are happy chicken eggs. It's like I'll be told, well, the chicken's really happy, so this is what you need to do, or this spinach is really, and I'm going, okay, that's a very, that's a very, and the crystals do the same things with me. They generally
they
go where they need to go.
Yeah, I like pick them. I usually pick them up with my right hand because I could feel them with my right hand, and I get the energy from them. And then I transfer it with my left. So that's what I've been sitting here doing it. Have you been getting hit with a lot of energy?
I have. And see, I have my little combination on anyway. I've got my little Kiara Strong pendant. This is a little girl that's in the hospital with cancer. Then I have my little crystals going on beside it. So it's kind of funny how I put a concoction together of my own, you know, quartz crystal, you know, and then I put her pendant around my neck, and it's been hitting there and near my medicine bag, which, you know, I do wear, and then I'll put beside me when I do my yoga, and then I'll put it back on again. But, yeah, I mean, I've been sending energy back and, you know, I do that all the time. I send energy everywhere.
Yeah, that's cool beans. That's pretty super. I'm glad to hear that. You know, Amanda, this is so good. I feel like, and I know we're broadcasting and we're talking to the universe at this point in time, but I feel like I'm just having a nice conversation with a good friend. Your voice is so calming, and you're such a dear gal, and I think it's wonderful that you've continued to do your program, and you never let up. And I like that you walk proudly on your path. Hold your head up and keep your chin up. Things are improving every moment for all of us, and I truly believe that with my heart. Every day it gets better for us.
It does, so, and every day that we manifest and work on things, that gets better as well. So It's just very exciting, all the changes in the energy. You know, we went through the eclipses and the dark moons and all of that happened with the moon and the energy and the change. And it seems like we're coming into, you know, a new change, even with the virus stuff that's out there. You know, a lot of people are talking about, oh, no, that virus, and we have to just build our immune systems up.
Yeah. Well, my thing is that we don't eat or consume nearly enough vitamin C, and that's why we get so sick. So that's been my thing lately. That's what Spirit's been telling me, is to increase the amount of vitamin C that we, you know, ingest, and do it in increments, because the vitamin C is really protective. It's loaded with antioxidants. It's really a good protector to keep the body safe and happy.
Yeah.
So I'm all for
that. Well, and in our foods too today, we don't consume enough vitamins in our food either, because our food source is really depleted. And a lot of people will go, well, what do? And it's more about, you know, eating organic and putting the right bacteria in your system, you know, good probiotics and good bacteria and good, you know, organic vegetables or happy chicken eggs, you know, or, you know, you get the kind of beef that's grass-fed or the chickens that are really happy. You know, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of research and a lot of looking into what herbs and things will definitely help you. And then it's the perception is the next step.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, that's a real important one, you know. We usually bypass that, not realizing that we are what we think we are. You know, everyone says, oh, well, physically we are what we eat. Well, of course, you know. You slop down grease burgers, you know, your body's going to get rather porky from that, a lot rounder and fatter.
Mm-hmm.
You get it in the, yeah. So spiritually, we do the same thing. We are what we think. You think negative thoughts. Well, guess what, Sparky? You're going to have negative thoughts for lunch and dinner, right? So you got to, you know, think positive thoughts. And there was a cartoon, Lordy Lordy, oh boy, here we go, Facebook cartoons, but it was so appropriate. It was a guy sitting on a bus, and on the one side of the bus it was up against a mountain, and on the other side of the bus it was down like into a valley. The
mm-hmm.
side against the mountain was real dark and gloomy, and the guy was sitting there with a gloomy face. And on the other side of the bus there was sunshine and flowers and, you know, greens down in the valley, and beautiful skies, and the guy was sitting there smiling. So it's a matter of what you're looking at, what you see. The guy that was looking at the beautiful valley with the sun, or the guy that was up against the side of the mountain and all he saw was, you know, dark and rocks. So it's
that
what we perceive.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's what we perceive.
Well, it reminds me of my trip when I went to Canada and I got struck by lightning. And, you know, I got stuck. Well, the lightning was kind of fun because I had an experience with Archangel Michael, which was really fun. He actually took my friend out of her body and reconstructed her and put her back together again. And I thought, well, as long as we get to her program the next day, we'll be fine. But on my way back to the United States, I got stuck in my plane. And, you know, a lot of people, you see them, they're real gruffy when they miss their plane and they're, you know, just negative. And I thought, you know what, maybe if I'm really positive in Canada, I'll meet some really cool people. So I just went with it, and I was just so positive, meeting everybody,
yeah.
and, you know, hanging out. And it was the perception. I made so many connections in Canada my first trip, just from,
yeah.
you know, being really positive, even though when I got through customs, I missed my plane back to the United States. You know, you could get all gruff about it. You can just say, ah, it's an experience. You know, let's have that experience and see how much fun we can have.
Yeah.
And I have all kinds of friends in Canada now. You know, so many that people can't keep up with them. And, you know, they listen to our shows too. And, of course, you know, we have Maggie from Canada. I met her as well, and then we have one connection here from Canada, Teresa. She goes back and forth between here and Canada. So, and, you know, it's just really funny. I've made all kinds of connections.
Isn't that great? I think that's lovely. That's wonderful to
hear.
So
the meaning of that is, you know, when you're somewhere and you're open and you just let it flow, that's when you're not as, you know, consumed with worry and what's next, and it's your perception, even to, like, an illness. You know, like I know we had one program where we talked about, you know, all this, you know, death and what's going on, and it's all in how you work with your immune system and work with your attitude and, you know, to push that virus off of you, because the virus starts energetically before it hits you physically.
Right. 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 You're right, it does. And you can feel that, and that's the, and that's
part of the... You
feel
it coming in, and then you stop it right when it comes in, and you push it back. And, you know, a lot of that is mind meditation and working with your body and working with, you know, the proper foods to eat and, you know, staying positive and on that positive line, which is, you know, definitely needed with where we're at right now with all those viruses or new things coming out. So...
Right.
You know, like you said, vitamin C is one of the most important.
I think so. I think it is. And I think that, and that goes back to, and I know I've said this before, and it's going to sound like a broken record, but here we go. Dr. Linus Pauling at age 62 is taking upwards of 15 grams of vitamin C a day. And he used himself as an experiment, and he... well, let's put it this way. The man lived to be 92 years old, taking 15 grams of vitamin C a day. His skin was beautiful. His muscles were lean and sinewy. It sounds like I knew him personally, although, of course, I did not. But I just read a whole lot about him and how well, you know, he took care of himself with the vitamin C. So I think that's a wonderful thing for us all to know and take a page out of Dr. Linus Pauling's book of, you know, he won the Nobel Peace Prize for his research with the antioxidant.
Absolutely.
You know, what a wonderful, marvelous man. Gave us a lot of his time and research. So, I mean, pay attention. Let's all pay attention to these folks, even though they've gone to pass. What they've shared with us during their lifetimes, their knowledge, their work, their life's work, has been wonderful for us. Look at how much we're learning.
Oh, yeah, we're learning every day, and we don't stop learning.
So true. And that is a big truth.
Going on and on and on. I mean, you know, with so much knowledge and things these days, you know, people say, well, I can't meditate. Okay, well, if your brain's really busy, then... find another way to meditate, you know, do the best you can and meditate, because the more you meditate, even if you're moving your body while you meditate, you know, which sounds totally crazy, but I do it, it really helps you to breathe better, live better, and, you know, be stronger. And, you know, that's actually what's happened to me is, you know, the show gets me balanced. You know, I go out and, you know, I do yoga, and I watch my immune system. And, you know, the reason I'm bringing those points up is people say, well, I can't meditate or I can't do it. Well, you do what you can.
Right.
Find your meditation in song, find your meditation, you know, and work on your body, and bam, so many things will start coming at you manifestation-wise. It's amazing.
Right. Right. And, you know, I agree with the meditation. But, you know, you don't have to make a big solemn thing. I think a lot of people are afraid, in a way, of meditating without realizing that they're doing it every day. You do it without even realizing it. As soon as you take a daydream, you know, you go off for like 3 or 4 minutes and you're daydreaming on something, that's a form of meditation. So if you can daydream, you'll have no problem meditating. It's just using, to me, it's using the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
That we do unconsciously, you know, when we daydream. So, good Lord, I can remember many, many days with my eyes looking out the window to Old Bergen Road from St. Paul's Grammar School in Jersey City, New Jersey. Many days daydreaming of wishing I wasn't there in Sister Mary Luke's class.
Oh, I can imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, daydreaming, to me, it was a good exercise. Got me through
well,
the seventh
grade. Well, it is. It's a very good exercise. It keeps you balanced. It keeps you, you know, where you need to be, and that's very positive.
Well, but the next step with daydreaming, if we can daydream as children and even as adults daydream, then we can meditate. So people that say that they have a hard time meditating probably just need to change their perception. What do you think of that, Amanda?
It is all about perception, because I used to get this attitude with my yoga teacher, like, yeah, right, me, meditate. I mean, it was the same attitude I had with yoga. Oh, please,
yeah.
You're doing yoga, you know? And when I did it, I went, oh, you know, and then she laughed at me and said, see, you're really good. You know, you're one of my best students, and I've been taking for, you know, 3 years now, and just, you know, I go as I can, and I get there and work and do it. And, you know, it's like you said, as you daydream about it, it starts to happen. I know this from experience. A friend of mine and I were talking, and she did not think that this would happen, and lo and behold, it would happen with me, you know, because, I mean, you talk about manifesting with me, it kind of happens. You know, she said, wouldn't it be crazy if, you know, you got tickets to this concert just out of the blue? And I thought, well, that's crazy, because I'm just going to pack a bag and, you know, go to one concert and it's no big deal.
Right.
I mean, I really didn't think anything about it. I was just going, you know, whatever. I can play around and act like I'm going, but I probably really won't go. You know, and that's kind of what we do sometimes with these things. Well, the next day, just out of the blue, something happened, and this is what happens when you manifest. I got tickets to that concert that we were just talking about.
Right.
I said, oh, that's really weird. And, you know, she just said, wouldn't it be crazy if that happened? And I thought, yeah, it would be. I'm not thinking anything about it. And they manifested. And I blew her mind. And that blew her mind. And I went, you know, yeah, it's mind-blowing. But it can happen when you, like you said, it's daydreaming. You're just talking about it. You know, it's
right.
Your perception of it. I'm kind of giggling to myself, like, oh, ha-ha, yeah, that would be funny. That'd be great. And, you know, we're talking about, like, how to manifest kind of now. You know, like you're seeing it, you're putting it on the poster board, you're making it happen. Now I'm talking about the dream board. And, you know,
right.
You can even do that in your head, or you're writing it down. And then all of a sudden, bam, it starts happening. And, you know, this was just one of those perception daydream things that all of a sudden, boom, it happened.
Right. And you see, and that's almost like an instant manifestation, because it was something that would really serve the highest good, you know, on your behalf. So I think that's awesome. And it's like you couldn't find a way to go, so Spirit said, oh, yes, we can. Cool beans. Good
well,
for
it
you.
Well, it was very funny how it happened, because she was just like, no, there's no way that could happen. And, well, if it does, you know, and I was kind of laughing about it. And then it just sort of happened.
Right.
And then I'm going, oh, let me be in shock for a little bit here on how this
right.
happened. But the universe said, okay, or God said, okay, here you go. Here's a way to do this. And I kind of went, oh, wow. So
I do that. Yes. That's cool.
Then
it
you
really
sit
is.
There, how did you do that? Well, the universe just said, okay. There you go. Here it is. And there it is. So that's how it happened. It was very funny.
That's cool. I think that's really cool. And you trust it. You know, I was talking to a good friend of ours last night about trusting the process. And, you know, it almost seems so old and so cliche, but that's what we've been doing for eons, you know, is just trusting the
right.
process. People that don't worry or don't seem to worry, that seem to let things slide off their back, they are trusting the process. It's
mm-hmm.
not that it's sliding off their back. It's just that it's sliding off their back. If you get what I mean, you know. Yeah, right.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And why worry about something that you're the only way that you're going to change it is by changing yourself and the way you look at it. So I believe that we as a group here, even with this virus thing, with this Ebola thing, I think it was great for a few days. The media really jumped on that, and every news outlet was just foaming at the mouth with the information about Ebola and how we were going to, Glenn Beck, we were going to be 1 million people dead by January 1st, 2015. That's what he was saying for the United States. I hope I'm not misquoting him, but I do believe he said it for the United States by January 1st. And if that's indeed, it, you know, the case, it would certainly have to happen right quick, don't you think?
So yeah. Perhaps
Beck is a little off the mark on what he is saying. It does make him lose a little of his credibility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. That's there, true.
We'll see. I mean, that's a pretty big bite to say.
Big seed to plant.
But I think we're all fine. I think we're all going to be okay. I think the naysayers and the doomsayers are doing what they normally do every time 2012 rolls around, if you get my gist.
Oh, I do. I definitely feel that we're shifting into a time where things are going to be more of light and love. You know, our world has turned into kind of an angry, greedy, you know, not everybody, but it's kind of taken a turn for that, because I thought, what happened to going next door and getting a cup of sugar and, you know, helping your neighbor like you used to? You just don't see that anymore. And, you know, that's why I try to bring back, you know, the kindness and the love to, you know, the show that I do and what you put out is, you know, kindness and love too. And I think we're going back to that. I think we're shifting into that awareness now.
This is wonderful. I could sense this whole wonderful aura around this conversation that really makes me happy. And it is about love and it is about kindness. And, you know, if you follow the Dalai Lama, what does he say? His religion, it's kindness. That's my religion. And I think
that's
the most
wonderful. That's my religion, too. It's kindness because, you know, who cares what, you know, as long as you believe that there is a creator, you know, that is the, because that's how we got here. You know, we were created and we're here. You know, I mean, the Native Americans said it best when they said, oh, great spirit, creator. You know, and that
right.
was the rock I really identified with, because when I moved into the church, I saw, you know, well, we had all these prophets and helpers and all that, and that's good. But the real thing is we go back to source.
Right.
You know, creator, right. Our creator, our God, our, you know, our, that's how we got here, our spirit, great spirit, to put us here and move us forward, that we're connected with the trees and the animals and this
like that.
Wonderful woman, this wonderful Canadian Indian said to me, a Mohawk woman, she said to me, you know, religion is like this. This is how you walk. Church is outside.
Right.
It's in the birds and the trees and the flowers. And she says it's everything sacred because our creator put all of this here, and it's all sacred whether you see it or not. And I went, oh.
Right. You're right. And
that's the
I'll
answer.
Tell you what. We're broadcasting with you out in the middle of nature, where we, you know, where we live here in a little corner swamp. It's wonderful here, absolutely wonderful here. Blue sky, surrounded by nature and everything green. This to me is church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This feels like church to me. And,
I mean, yesterday I was hearing about wolves, how this lady adopted a blind wolf. I said, you know, oh, I adopted a wolf too, and he couldn't walk. He was totally, you know, he crawled, and I took care of him, and he took care of me, and we communicated. And people are like, you communicate with wolves? Yeah, we're all connected.
You're right. And we all have the same DNA, and that makes it really awesome. When you think about how connected, we're not just connected because, oh, spiritually, woo-woo, we're connected. No, we're connected scientifically through our DNA. So, yeah, talk about all is one. Yes.
And all is one. Yes.
All is one. Yes.
That is true. Well, it looks like we've got some callers in here maybe. Shall we take some callers real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's see, we have a 111. It looks like that might be a Skype caller. You're on with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call today. I really enjoyed listening to your stories, and everything you're talking about has really uplifted me. So thank you for talking about the wolves and everything in nature. It's beautiful. I have a question for you. I would like to find out what's if you have any messages for me about what's coming for me soon, any projects, any uplifting projects or anything like that.
Could I ask your first name? This is Bea, dear. May I ask your first name?
Hi, Bea. My name is Patricia.
Patricia. That's all I need, and I just need to hear you say it. Your soul signature is attached to the way you say your name. It's beautiful. So thank you.
That is beautiful.
So, Amanda?
I'm really feeling that you've got a project coming in. There's something that you've put your heart into, and I feel like it's your heart and your soul, and it speaks to you, and you're going to do that. You're really going to do that now, and they're telling me you've already been in the process of doing that, if that makes sense, like you're going to do it now. So I'm hearing, yes, there is something coming in.
Is there something with you, Patricia, that has been through generations? I'm getting this ancestor connection with you, your heritage, your culture, could be past life history that's coming through, but I'm getting a lot of energy through the generations that's been passed down, and it's like you're in the middle of it. You've been gifted with this energy from your ancestors. Is there some generational thing that you're doing?
I cleared out a lot of generational stuff. I've let go of a lot of old beliefs. However, I do believe that a lot of my spiritual gifts are coming through now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hear and see and dream and receive messages from the divine. Is that what you're about?
That's exactly it. It's a spiritual thing. Yeah. Your ascension path is literally opened up. A lot of power around you, Patricia.
Well, thank you. I have something very passionate that it's a message, and I want to go forward with it, and that's why I was asking. And I'm just wondering if this is my calling life.
That's your calling. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Yes, I see that.
It all has to do with the animal kingdom and diet.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Animal kingdom and diet, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much because
you don't have to say a whole lot, but I feel that with you. I do feel like you're helping. When I see that, I see you helping animals eat better and live a better life. That's what I see.
Yeah, it's all about freedom and
getting a lot of creativity too around you. You take a creative approach, and that seems to be something that you've dreamed up. This has been a dream, I guess. Let's put it that way, a dream of yours is how it comes through. That's coming to fruition. You're working it out in dream state.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a lot of healing.
In dream state.
In the dreams, and I'm also healing others in that other dimension, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But I believe it. What's that?
Yeah, it's interesting in itself. And then to imagine the other aspects that we're talking about, very interesting. It's interesting that
you've seen. Yeah, it is interesting.
But you've tuned into it, Patricia, and you're using it. You're utilizing it. You have that power within you. You are standing in your own power. And that, you know, that's an unbeatable position. When you stand in your own power, it's like drawing a circle around yourself and saying, here I am. This is my soapbox. I'm going to stand on it.
It's wonderful. And so you see me, I think I need to get involved in a group or something, but, you know, I hate to do this alone, but that's why I'm at that process right now. And
like-minded souls.
Yeah.
Is that your, yeah. Wow. What do you get at that, Amanda? Manifesting. She's manifesting, you know, those that she needs.
I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling like that's what you're doing. You're manifesting exactly what you need right now in your life, and you're doing that, and it's just coming forward for you.
And to completion, and coming to completion. Seeing a lot of light being shed by the efforts that you're taking, or that you are taking. You've already been working on this in the causal plane. This is something that you do in dream state.
Wow, okay.
So I'm seeing this come.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes I don't remember my dreams, and sometimes I do. So what you're saying is the times that I don't remember them, I'm still doing that work.
Absolutely. And what happens is it's just, as soon as your feet hit the floor, the thread is gone. And you still wake up with a good feeling, and you feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
I think dream state is probably one of the most intriguing parts of our life, because we are free. We're free to travel and to do and to explore that we can't, you know, in the bounds of physicality. So I'm totally behind you, Patricia, with what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, one last thing is something that really struck me is I used to do a lot of manifesting through writing, and I had my rituals, and just a little bit of rituals, not a whole lot. But one dream, a spirit told me, you're moving towards the fifth dimensional energy now. All you have to do is ask. And so I started just asking instead of doing all this stuff. So if that's of any help to anybody, they said, all you have to do is ask, just ask with your mouth. And so I started doing that, and it's working.
It's working. Have you noticed dragonflies around you?
Oh, I notice all kinds of creatures. Just
I was going to say dragonflies and butterflies. I see butterflies, too.
Oh, yes, butterflies. Well, one butterfly got on my finger and wouldn't leave one day. I guess it was a transformational day.
That butterfly is transformation. Dragonfly is emergence and creativity. And I can really see you emerging.
I can see the transformation, the butterfly, the breakthrough.
Isn't that awesome?
There.
That's
yeah.
Nice. Yes, and I do have dreams of different animals. Like I did dream of the wolf. So I appreciate you speaking about the wolf. The wolf is very powerful. And,
yeah, I love the wolf. I'm connected to the wolf too. But every animal is powerful.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
I appreciate your message for me.
You also have a deep well of compassion and love around you, and I think that's what
she does.
Makes your thoughts and your ideas successful, because you're driven, you're fueled by love, you're not fueled by greed, you know, or to make a name for yourself. You're fueled by love and compassion for the animals that you want to help.
Yeah, there's I pretty much want to work in the background. I don't want to be in the forefront. Too much.
Right.
Best in the background. Yes. Let's work best in the that's me. I like being in the background. But when Amanda called me and asked me to be on her show, I couldn't say no. I love Amanda.
Well, I appreciate
your I have to say yes, because I just really like having us both here. We make a great team.
Yeah. That's us. We're a team. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much. I very much appreciate your show and many, many golden blessings to the both of you.
Yeah, and you're welcome to email me anytime if you've got questions. I'm at starwaya@hotmail.com. And keep in touch with us on the radio, too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is 972. It's Audrey. How are you, Audrey?
My friend.
Hi.
Where is she?
She's
not.
It's Reverend B and I. Hi, Audrey.
Maybe she butt dialed us.
Oops.
Did I
Maybe,
say that?
I don't know.
Did you butt dial us, Audrey?
Do you have a question for us?
I don't think we should be listening to her conversation. I feel like I'm eavesdropping, Amanda.
All right, well, I'll move on to the next caller, and I'll come back to her. Hello, 661. Hi, Sandra. Sandra, are you here?
Oh, I guess I had my mic off. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Bee.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Super.
Good. Sorry,
how's
I haven't got back to you, Bee. Well,
yeah.
I'm just curious. I just like to know what you ladies get today for me that Spirit wants me to know going forward here. Actually, maybe I should be a little more specific.
Okay, because the first thing I'm getting is I'm seeing your roots, you being very aware of your roots. And I'm seeing that being your support network and everything that is your foundation is making you grow very grounded from the ground up. So I see a lot of growth around you, but a grounding growth. That's the first thing I'm getting from your voice today, Sandra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you must be doing a lot of grounding work, is what I'm getting. That's what Spirit is telling.
I'm clearing a lot of the stuff that, I did a tapping session with a friend last night, and it was very powerful, I feel. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Well, it really was amazing what came up that, you know, that we really have no awareness of.
Mm-hmm.
And, it does take more than one kind of modality to get us. I mean, I know I'm not really very grounded, or I haven't been in the past.
But you're working on that now. You're grounded now is what I'm getting. And I'm also getting there's a synergy between you and the earth elements.
Oh. Okay.
Synergistic, meaning it's a give and take thing. So herbs, plants, green things are very good for you. Also helping to ground you right now, Sandra, as your spirituality or your spiritual gifts. Let's put it that way, because you are gifted, and you know what I'm talking about. You're gifted, and that gift, that gift is a synergistic gift. Not only are you giving when you help someone, you're taking. It's a synergistic thing, and you have to keep replenishing the nutrients to your body, mind, and spirit with aromatherapy, with candles, with incense. And then with inner body cleansing items, please don't laugh, but cabbage juice is very soothing to the upset tummy and the upset intestinal tract. Does any of this ring for you, Sandra?
Well, I take good nutritionals, and I know that I need those for that. And I haven't incorporated some of the other elements, like the aromatherapy, only when I work with clients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, the cabbage, I have two of them sitting in the trunk of my car. So I guess
two cabbages in the trunk of your car. That's pretty good, Reverend B, that you picked that up. Sandra.
I know.
Hilarious.
I love that.
That's cool.
So I guess I need that.
You do need that. Honest, you do. And I don't know if you have a juicer that you can actually juice it, but cabbage juice does not treat your body the way cabbage does. Once you get rid of the rough, you don't get the gas. I'm sorry, there's no other way of saying, you know, you get really gassy from cabbage when you eat it. But that's all the roughage.
When you drink the cabbage juice, it's very healing for you.
Healing and soothing, and it's really good for your tummy and your intestines. It's just really good for the digestive tract.
That sounds great, Reverend B. I'll remember that, too.
What do you get then from my vibration, which, as you are aware of, which is my confirmation, and I feel that vibration very active in my body. I can feel it running up and down my spinal column.
Right, right. That's awesome that you're that sensitive that you can feel it. That's your past life connection, Sandra, to,
Sorry,
past
I got
life.
A yes.
Yeah. I'm seeing the picture of an old native first people shaman, white-haired, feather earrings. Seeing a lot of feathers around this beautiful woman. It's an older woman, and she's white-haired. She reminds me of the, is it Spider-Woman? Not in the movie Spider-Woman, the First Peoples, the native saint, like a saint, kind of like Buffalo Calf Woman, but this one is, I think, called Spider-Woman. She's an ascended master that has been in touch with a lot of humans in this age of Aquarius, but I can almost see this ancient woman being you in a past life. So you've got a real strong connection to your past life talents and gifts that are coming out this lifetime.
Well, that's interesting because my grandmother, I've been told that her name is Mabel, and she apparently has taken on a native role in this lifetime, like, or in her other dimension since
she
passed on. And so that makes really interesting sense to me. Mm-hmm. And her name is Mabel.
Mabel. She is the conduit for ancient healing wisdom.
Okay.
You're in that conduit.
Okay. Interesting.
That makes sense. I hope so. That's what we're getting today.
Oh, boy. That's powerful. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's I see the master around you, too. And I see you really working with the body and really helping people, you know, clear their stuff. Like, you're just an amazing, powerful person that really, really helps people. And then you help yourself. You know, you really help. You're really, really good at healing and helping the body.
But I'm getting that it's a synergistic thing, Sandra, that when you apply your gift with someone and you share your gift, you're not only giving, you're receiving back from that person. And that what you get back, that love that you get back, is what fuels you to continue to move forward. So it's a wonderful synergistic process that you've, you know, got going for yourself. I think it's great.
Well, I feel that too, B.
Yeah, mm. I really do.
I have a question just about my, I have a court case coming up in November. Does that, do you get a sense about that? You know, is that holding me back at the present time?
Well, that's a good question. I got, Amanda, let me, you know, do you have anything before I give you what I got?
Go ahead and give what you've got. I'm getting something about it's going to work, you know, for the light and the good of everybody, like in her favor. But what are you getting on that?
I'm getting for her to be ever vigilant. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting for you, Sandra, to be ever vigilant as far as this, and be firm. You are one of the stone people. You know what, you're firm in your beliefs and in your convictions. And I believe that that is going to clear this matter up. I'm not so sure. It may settle out of court, very possible, but you just be firm.
Okay.
Stand your ground in what you believe in, because I think it'll work out in your favor. At least that's what I feel. You know, that's what I'm feeling, that deep feeling of, yes, it'll work out. Is what's coming in from, you know, what I see.
Okay. Yeah, I just want it to go away. And
it may. It may just go away, honestly. The best thing might happen the day before court. I don't even know what this is about. I don't need to know. All I know is that you are in the right, and you be vigilant. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes.
I won't.
You stand like a stone. What was that? Like a stone wall. Stonewall Jackson. You be Stonewall Jackson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a leech. He really is a leech. And anyway. Yeah.
There's an act there. This guy is an actor. There's a big act going on there. His whole demeanor is veiled in a fog, and the truth is going to come out. He's going to be revealed, let's put it that way. The fog's going to lift, and you will be doing the smug dance. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Celebration, baby doll.
Well, amen. I love that, because, you know, I mean, he took his brother.
Good Lord.
And, you know, so it's like if he would do that to his brother, what makes me think that he wouldn't do it to me? I mean, I'm not even blood to him.
Yeah. Right. So, right.
But I will be strong, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
All right, thank you, Sandra. Take care.
Okay, we'll talk to you both soon.
Thank you,
blessings,
Sandra.
Blessings to you both.
Crystal,
all right, I'll try Audrey one more time. Audrey,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hi, there
Audrey.
You are.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. What can we help you with?
Well, I just wanted to ask if she thinks that David is the right man for me, for my future.
Oh, baby. Are you all right?
Well, I just had a shot in ass. Pardon my language, just now, and it hurt like a SOB.
Yeah.
And you know, an injection, Dr. Debbie. And I had a meeting of the minds with the office staff because I didn't think they were very compassionate to people, and I made myself very outspoken about it, and they... But I think it ended peacefully. She's really sweet. She gave me a hug to make sure I was all right. But I'm not sure how this injection's going to work, but I'm starting deep tissue therapy next week as well.
I know.
And I'm I'm looking forward to that deep tissue therapy and very grateful I have insurance to cover it.
The deep Audrey, tissue. First question, and answer your question there about your friend. I'm getting you must have crystal focus. So that's telling me that you must stay attuned to what's going on in your life, not just your romantic life. It's everything. You have to crystallize your focus on the whole picture and not dwell on the small things that are popping up around you. That's the first thing I'm getting is crystal focus. Work with your crystals and use them to help you focus. Hold them to your third eye. Hold them in your hand. Breathe on them. Breathe in their peace and breathe out their peace so that you surround yourself completely with peace. Then you can make an informed decision and a choice about what you want for your future.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you rising above this with eagle vision and seeing everything that you want in your life planned out ahead of you, and I'm seeing you take the right steps to make that happen. Now, if that means in your heart of hearts that you're going to move on as a singular person, then you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow not only what's in your heart, but what's in your mind's eye. You have to follow what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like David, not psychically. Personally, I like him.
Yeah.
And I think he's a sweet man. I think he really does love you. But I think that you're going to have to rely on some of that earth magic that you like to use to put the magic back in your life. And
mm-hmm.
if that means stepping away from each other, then do that. If the magic is gone, then you need to do something to recreate it, because that's what you thrive on, is that magic and the mystery and the sparkle that is all combined in love. Audrey, it's all about love. That's the bottom line here. And the new moon brings a promise of love. So I don't know when the new moon is, Audrey. You're more into that than I am. But when the new moon comes, it brings a promise of love. So
I have to find out when the new moon comes?
Yes, because I don't know. And I'm not by a computer.
I'll find out. I know how to find that out real quick.
But the new moon brings a promise of love. That's a very strong message. So
is that the promise of love with David or someone else?
It doesn't say.
Uh-huh.
The vision is not explicit. I don't see a face. I see from the back. And I see two people arm in arm with the sun setting behind them in a beautiful rocky coastline with a beautiful sunset, like in the Pacific Northwest, like on the coast of Oregon, with a beautiful sunset. And I see two people linked together. And I see this as a really strong and bonding time. So don't think about who it is. Just know that the universe is going to take care of you and your needs and exactly what you need and exactly what you want is promised to you by the new moon. That's how the vision reads to me.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
We'll see. I love you very much, Audrey. I hate the sadness in your heart and your voice.
Yeah. I'm just tired. My picture is always
going to be that cute little Halloween pussycat.
That was very cute. You looked great, Audrey.
I mean, and you know what? Thank you. I love you both. You know that. You guys are family to me. But I love David, but I don't know that he's right for permanency. I do love him, but I don't know that we could be successful together if it's a combat zone every day. Every day there's something that will set each other off he'll get set off, I'll get set off, and it becomes a combat zone.
But that's the ebb and flow of life, Audrey. That happens in life. I mean, you give a little, you take.
That's an everyday life, you know. That's what I was trying to explain about my situation. You know, I wasn't independent, so being dependent, you have to change it. You have to make a sparkle in your life. You got to do that with relationships too, like with David.
Yeah.
And you can find that sparkle again, just like I found sparkle in my own life, because Audrey, you sparkle. You're amazing.
You're an amazing woman. And you know what, Audrey, we all just need to trust the process.
I know.
Hey, whoever would have thought I would have met a wonderful man that, like I just met. What a wonderful man.
Audrey's
is coming
amazing.
To my... Who would have thought it?
Yeah, but you deserve that. So, you know, it's...
And you deserve it too, Audrey. You deserve
it. You deserve
it too,
Audrey.
Too.
All of us deserve it. We all deserve it.
But I have to tell you, and I'm going to take a picture with my camera and send it to both of you, but it's so funny that you both said sparkle, because David came home last night with the cutest little journal with a little baby gray kitten on it. It says, "Don't let anyone know you sparkle." Oh!
Oh, how sweet.
It was so sweet. It is so touching to me, and it's so funny that you call it a sparkle.
Yeah.
Well, and that's because there's magic in your life, because you're magical. You're a magical person. You guys are very magical. And you yourself are magical, and you'll figure it out just like we all do. And you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Good.
Hi, David. We love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Good.
I can't wait to see you guys. Go hang out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys, too. I've never met David. I've only met Audrey once for about 10 minutes. I can't wait to see her more.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to be lucky. I'm going to hang out with the two of them. Me and Big Joe are going to Dallas on the way going out to Nevada.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you think, can I ask you one quick thing about my health real quick about this shot? After this shot, do you think I'll need any more shots? And also, will I need a rhizotomy or just the deep tissue work only after this?
I'm getting deep tissue work. I'm seeing deep tissue work and the possibility of two more shots being ordered down the road.
Rhizotomy? Do I need a rhizotomy?
Feel that that's going to happen?
Yes or no?
No. I don't feel that.
I don't feel it either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A no on the rhizotomy. Okay. Well, I thought so too, because it failed before in the past. So,
but
you think two more shots in the future, and then
that's
the deep tissue, and I'll be good to go?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Oh, I love you guys. But, yeah, I am so excited to see you too, B, because I haven't seen you in a while, and I want to make sure...
Yeah, a long time.
Your new love, your new sweetheart.
2 years.
Crystal Man.
Crystal Man.
Crystal Jill.
You're going to get me.
There's no secret who he is. Crystal Jill Ray.
Is he listening
to us?
He's Little Rock today.
He what?
He's back in Little Rock today.
Oh, he's back home in Little Rock?
Well, he's at his mom's in Little Rock, yeah.
Okay.
Probably not listening, but we love him anyway.
I know. It's this weekend that I'm going to be seeing you guys, right? This weekend?
Saturday, I believe. I believe Saturday. We're going to leave Friday, and we should be to Dallas by that Saturday afternoon. And that's with stopping, you know, with taking a sleep break.
Yeah, so I'm going to be going shopping, and I'm going to need to know what kind of things you guys like to eat, you know, make sure that we have a good food for you. And
well, don't worry about that. Both of us are garbage bellies, and we'll eat just about anything.
So we'll feed you well. Don't worry, then. We'll feed you well.
We'll be fine, and we'll have our little house on wheels. We'll be all happy.
Do you like wine? Well, we'll talk about that later. I don't want to burn up your air time. Do you have more clients, more people in the line to talk to?
Callers, Amanda?
Say that again. You were kind of breaking up on me.
Do you have more callers, Amanda, coming in?
This is pretty much it. We're going to just end the show, but I'm really happy that you called in, too, you know, and that you guys are going to see each other. We're going to have to get together again, too.
Yeah, I love me some Audrey and some Amanda, my wonderful ladies. I love you both.
We're all going to have to get together. We're all going to have to get together.
Yeah, we'll have a family affair.
Well, I'm heading out on Friday, heading to Nevada to go to the StarWorks USA UFO Symposium, Paula Harris's UFO Symposium. So it should be really awesome with all the people that she's got that are going to be there speaking and everything. So I'm really looking forward to it. So it's going to be a big yay. I get to see Audrey and head over to Nevada to go to the desert.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'm going to take a picture of this sweet kitten right now, and I'm going to post it on your pages.
Yay!
Yeah, we want to see it.
Sweet little kitten that David brought to me last night.
Aww.
About the sparkle, and you guys started saying that word sparkle. I really hope David finds work in a couple weeks. Do you think he will still be?
Yep.
Yeah, I see that, too. I got a yes on that.
Oh, good, because that'll make him feel better, too. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to listen in to you finishing the show, then. I love you both. And
all right,
we'll
thanks for calling
we'll
in, Audrey. I'm glad we got you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love you.
Well, Reverend B, it's been wonderful having you on. I'm going to have to get together with you, too. I haven't met you yet.
Yes.
I've only met Audrey. But I want to see both of you again because I only got 10 minutes with Audrey, and I'd like more time with her, too.
Yeah. Well, you're getting your license, and I'm real happy for you. So that's going to be a real good...
I actually have the license already. I'm just getting the car. And, it's funny that you guys were talking about men because I actually met, and I guess it's okay to... kind of air it a little bit. I met a guy that I connected with at a healing share here in St. Louis.
Wonderful.
And he is a healer. He's about my age. And he works at the hospital. So I thought that was pretty neat, too. He works at a hospital.
Really? How awesome.
And he says, yeah, I'm a healer, too. And I thought, wow, that's kind of neat. And we just connected instantly. And I'm trying to, find out more about him and, even if we just connect on a friend level, he's a very sweet guy.
Yeah.
His name's Brian.
I like Brian. I like him. He has very pure energy.
Yeah. He's very sweet when I met him at the healing share.
Yeah, how lovely. That's lovely, dear. And I think it's time for all of us. It's time for all of us to be happy. And it's a matter of perception. Isn't it, Amanda, a matter of perception? I choose to be happy. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, and yes, we all do. Well, thank you for being on the show today, and we'll do it again real soon.
Yes, crystal blessings to you and all of your wonderful
crystal
listeners.
Blessings to you and Audrey and everybody. I love you guys.
Same here. Lots of love. Thank you.
Take care. See you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for Messages of Light. You've been listening to me and my producer. Have a great day, everybody. See you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will. every breath I take.